I am sometimes astounded by how much my love for philosophy equates to my love for depth in knowledge, interpretations, and applications of sorts. I am also inclined towards further applications of sorts. It is a resounding commitment, not just to truth, but to being as well. I do believe that great and varied differences between human and human exist. I am, after all, an unshakable individualist. But I believe without a doubt that no one perception of optimized capability should ever be an excuse for oppression. Oppressions are evil and rampant. And I must agree with Schopenhauer, without deflection, that intellect is a deviancy much afflicted. I use deviancy because there are differences in intellectual ability. The defiance that in the deviant is the sharpest. Let me say that differently. The defiance in the deviancy is the sharpest. I know this is not easily explainable right now, but it will become evident over time. I find it that edgy and unpredictable intellection, such as mine, is prone to great abuse. I find envy afflicts me where I least expect it, and such is displayed seemingly inevitably by those who do so. I ask, how can anyone envy my position and phobia reading predicament? I don't indulge in flashy and superficial pursuits, right? Don't do any harm, any heal, any abuse, any evil. I am persistently, consciously evaluating, treating others as I want to be treated. Yet the mean, the untrue, the vile, the commoners, by high society standards, afflict me. They say I am mean and untrue, as they are. They abuse my presence among them. They abuse my intellect. They afflict my being. I do not ask for praise. Farthest from it. Why should I ever be afflicted? My being is as a result of my need to conquer the afflictions on me. Why should I ever be afflicted? I ask these things as they seem regressively ill-adequate for edgy intellection. Here's Schopenhauer in Society and Intellection. But while nature sets very wide differences between human and human in respect both of morality and intellect, hey, you may imagine the edgy combination of a sense of ethical well-being, an inclination towards optimizable ethical well-being, which is the spirituality that brought me out of trauma, for instance. And plus, intellection, which seems to progressively make my consciousness different from most others. And that's not a fault of my own. Why would I be afflicted over that? It doesn't, I don't know when you use the word fair here. It's unjust. He continues. Or rather, let me start over. But while nature sets very wide differences between human and human in respect both of morality and intellect, society disregards and effaces them. must say that the effacement here is worse than what you call cancellation. You know, the type of cancellation that happens with seeming cancellation that happens with what do you call them? With celebrities and influencers, that's what you call them. This type of effacement is not a rebuke for something you did or something you shouldn't have done. This is an effacement, an attempt at erasure for being in existence. That kind of thing. And if I did know myself, I would say maybe this is just not happening. But truly, it is such a subtle sense of bitter honor, because I mean, look at me reading, Schopenhauer ages after he died because of the potency of his words. He experienced these things. Yeah. Words that sound very true from a man I admire who died ages ago. Back to society and effacement. But while nature sets very wide differences between human and human in respect both of morality and intellect, society disregards and effaces them, or rather, it sets up artificial differences in their stead. Here, I can briefly ask you what are prejudices, but yeah, that would be a wide issue, or rather, you think this is like wide and varied expansions and projections of society, but let's just leave it like that. So it sets up artificial differences in their stead, gradations of rank and position, which are very often diametrically opposed to those which nature establishes. You can see that again. The result of this arrangement is to elevate those whom nature has placed low and to depress the few who stand high. These latter then usually withdraw from society, where as soon as it is at all numerous, vulgarity reigns supreme. And that is the ultimate deduction from Schopenhauer's, this time, my readers. Vulgarity reigns supreme. Thank you for being here with me and listening. This is where I share my deductions from people I admire, people whose words have meaning to me. I hope my words continue to have meaning to you. Thank you for being here. Please support the Free Books for Life course. It is so worth it. Thank you very much.